Well, let's head to Europe, where truck traffic on either side of the English Channel is practically non-existent today. Britain left the EU's vast single market for goods and services at 11 p.m. London time, midnight in Brussels, and new trade and custom rules are now in effect. For more, let's bring in NPR's Frank Langfitt, who is on the British port in the British port city of Dover. Hi, Frank, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Tanya.
I think everyone was bracing for delays when Brexit finally took effect. What are you seeing there today?
Kind of the opposite, Tanya. It's very quiet here. In fact, I'm looking at the ramp that leads right down to the ferries, and I'm seeing about three trucks coming through. But much of the day, the ramp has been empty. And normally, New Year's is pretty quiet here, of course, but it's even quieter, and there are a few reasons for that. One is truckers have to get COVID tests now to go back into Europe because of the impact of that highly infectious variant here in England. The other thing is that there are new customs and other paperwork that people have to fill out. And so a lot of trucking companies were really nervous about disruption. And so they've kind of held back. The sorts of things they're going to need now, customs forms that they never used to have to do because these economies were so closely integrated. They're also forms to get into the county of Kent, where we are right now. And so a lot of people thought it was better to just hold off instead of sending their trucks here today.
You've been speaking with people who run hauling businesses, the companies that carry the freight back and forth. They're pretty worried about this. What are their main concerns?
I think their main concerns is not necessarily today, because it looks good today. But, you know, a few weeks down the line, they're worried that their trucks are going to be over in Europe and they may get pulled over. And they're also just frustrated with the government. The government has known for a long time they would be outside of the customs union of the European Union. And they've had this sprint in just the last 7 days, really, to get it organized. And I was talking to a guy named Rob Holliman. He's director of Young's Transportation and Logistics here. And this is what he said yesterday.
They've had 4 years to go at this, and I do find it astonishing that it's come down to the very last week of the very last year. I understand that deals go down to the wire sometimes, but not spread over such a huge period, 4 years, it's just ludicrous.
You can definitely hear his frustration, Frank. If you can stay with us, I want to bring in reporter Rebecca Rossman, who is on the other side of the English Channel in the French port city of Calais. Rebecca, Happy New Year to you as well, and what are you seeing where you are?
It's very quiet here as well, albeit a very cold day in Calais. I watched the first ferry come in from Dover this morning, and there were only 36 trucks on that ferry. Normally, I was told by customs officials here that you would see triple that number on each ship. They do say they expect things to get crazier around mid-January. I spoke with the head of the port of Calais, Jean-Marc Puissosso, and he says he's feeling prepared for that moment. I asked how he's feeling prepared for that moment, as well as just this new chapter between France and the UK, and here's what he said.
Port is ready for the new organization and so on. So, no, I am not sad. It's a life.
So he says at the end there, he's not sad. C'est la vie, this is life. Although I did see him tearing up. He claims it was because of the cold weather and the strong winds. He says France has been ready for over a year now, and the French government has hired 700 new customs officers and invested 13 million euros in new infrastructure.
Oh, wow. You know, we heard Frank talk about all of this new paperwork. Things are going to be different if you're hauling freight from Europe to your side of the English Channel over to the UK. What are these new rules and new forms that need to be filled out?
Yeah, the deal that was reached says there's no tariffs, no quotas, but new regulation means you have to fill out customs form now. So there are some estimates that 222 million new customs forms will have to be filled out every year to facilitate trade between the UK and the EU. The French government's doing what it can to make this run as smoothly as possible. They've invested 40 million euros in this new electronic system. So everything can be declared by businesses online in advance. So once you get to the port, you kind of just go straight through. You scan a barcode, you have a barcode, it's scanned by a customs officer, and you're on your way. Another thing is animal and plants crossing the channel will also now have to go through health screenings at the border.
Well, now that this divorce is final, how are people feeling on your side of the channel?
I talked with a taxi driver yesterday. He told me he thought the Brexit campaign was built on false promises that will never be met. I also saw a man fishing by the port yesterday morning. He told me he's really struggling to see how the British people voted for Brexit. And, you know, but now that we're here, it's time to accept it and move on.
Frank, I want to ask you the same question. What's your sense of how people are feeling today?
Brexit was like an eruption, Tanya. It really has changed the landscape of this country in ways that I don't think people even appreciated at the time. And so now up in Scotland, where people in Scotland voted to stay in the European Union, there's a lot of anger there. And Brexit has actually sort of breathed life into the independence movement up there. That's going to be the next challenge for the government here in the United Kingdom, is to actually hold the country together.
So much ahead for 2021, most definitely. We've been speaking with NPR's Frank Langfitt in the English port city of Dover and reporter Rebecca Rossman in the French port of Calais. Thank you so much.
Happy to do it, Tanya.